the Wendigo. Many of you heard about the Wendigo and its origins. Well, let me tell you my version of how the Wendigo was born. Before it became the Wendigo, it was just a young deer living in the woods with its mother. The young deer lived a peaceful life, but soon that would all change. One day, they were in a field eating grass. A hunter spotted them. The mother soon found out about this and told the young deer to run to the thicket. And it did. When it got there, it heard a gunshot. The hunter had killed the mother. When the young deer found out, the young deer was filled with sadness. But it soon twisted into rage. The young deer was angry at the hunter and swore revenge against him. And so it went to find the hunter. But while searching, a wolf attacked it. But the young deer fought back and suddenly killed and ate the wolf. This sudden switch in the order of nature changed the young deer. Its front hooves became arms with clawed hands. Its body became humanoid, and its face became a skull with sharp teeth. It stood up and continued its hunt. When it found the hunter's home, it charged at the door with its sharp antlers. The hunter shot the creature multiple times, but it was no good. It was immortal. The hunter begged for mercy, but the creature said, "You show no mercy to my mother. The only thing you're getting is death." And the creature killed and devoured the hunter. And that's how the Wendigo was born.